Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers that are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in the week ahead. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I am speaking to you from Ronan, Montana, and I am joined by Mark Woltz. If I can get the phone to pick him up, I know he's out there. Mark, are you there? Hello. Well, I know he's here. I'm working on some technical difficulties here in the studio. And we are trying to get this on. Tonight, the astrology of the moment is pretty wild. We are aware as Pluto ruled Scorpio, as Jupiter entered Scorpio last week, the Harvey Weinstein fracas broke out. And as that happened, we've managed to see all this information. We have freedom. Jupiter implies freedom, along with emotional processing, with talking about the scorpionic revelations, the investigations. People are telling their stories left and right on Facebook, Twitter, and the news. And that is a beautiful process, but it's also bringing up a lot for a lot of people. I'm hearing as Mercury conjunct Jupiter in Scorpio, and people are telling their stories, their most intimate, most difficult stories, and that many people reading it have been triggered, which is a part of their healing process maybe, but a little hard on them in the process. Hello, Mark, are you there?
Hello, Heather.
Hello. There you are, Mark. How are you?
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Hi. I can hear you now.
Okay.
There was a little technical difficulty there at the beginning, but you know, hasn't it been pretty amazing, the effect of Jupiter heading into Scorpio?
Yeah, it's starting.
Mm-hmm, I know. I gather that somebody who had sued Trump for sexual harassment just returned and put on their subpoenaed all the information about this from his election committee. And so I think we're going to see another round of stories around sexual harassment and the freedom to talk about it now with Jupiter
right in
Scorpio.
And Mercury just went into Scorpio.
Mm-hmm. And when they conjunct, all these sexual stories came out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of stories of what's hidden. I'm seeing it also, you know, going back into Sonoma County looking for what was burnt. I gather that Spain and Portugal also had terrible wildfires.
Yes.
And I know that in Sierra Leone, where there were mudslides, and in Puerto Rico, that the extent of the devastation is still being revealed over time. Again, I think that's the investigation that Scorpio brings to the plate.
Yes.
And
yeah,
I noticed
it's a week for truth outing.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed if on the USA chart, if we use the progressions for if we use the standard USA chart of July 4th, and I think of that as the mythic USA, we see that the progressed Mars for America is at 18 degrees of Libra. So the Pluto is now exact square of the progressed Mars of America. And I thought that was also highly significant, that we're seeing so much of the, you know, the misuse of Mars in the past come to bear.
Yeah,
but we're also
signature for abuse of authority.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the revelation of that.
Right.
And bringing up the whole question about what is toxic Mars, you know, the misuse of sexuality, but also the saber rattling and the misuse of our military, and what's powerful use, you know, where's America's entrepreneurial spirit? Where are we boldly going? Where are we being leaders, and where are we not being leaders? So, and right. Saturn is also opposed, you know, in the USA chart of July 4th, Mars is 21 degrees of Gemini. Saturn is directly opposed that Mars now, as Pluto is square the progressed Mars. So we're really rethinking what is Mars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now in the next couple of years, the progressed Mars moves into a trine to the natal Mars, and we may see some really positive process from this in the years ahead because of what we're doing now.
Right. So there's a struggle at this point to sort out how we're going to use our Mars.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we get that sorted out, it should be able to find a new expression.
I'm hoping that is true.
Yeah. Yeah, we're certainly seeing the struggle over
mm-hmm.
what is and what isn't a proper use of power.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, tonight, we're heading into the new moon in Libra.
Yes.
And
yeah, the new moon will be at 26 Libra.
At 26 Libra. And what and that can be a new beginning for us on many levels. It's going to be directly opposed Uranus. So it's full of change around relationship issues. But how would you suggest people use that energy?
Use it to enliven whatever relationships you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
If there are relationships you're in that you're not interested in, use it to let them break apart.
Mm-hmm.
So decide, you know.
Right.
Do you want to be in a relationship? And if so, you'll find surprising ways to sort of enliven it and rejuvenate it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're ready to leave it, Uranus will help you pop out of it.
Right. And it can be an assessment of how do you change your habits with yourself? How do you change your relationship habits? Are you really being fair? I mean, I think this comes back to some of what we're seeing in the headlines, but it's also, we feel it on a, you know, personal basis. Is everything egalitarian at your house? Do you try to make it fair and equitable? Do you really, do you watch out for each other in that process? If you do, this is a really supportive new moon. If you don't, it will show. And we hope that can shift, right? Okay, I just lost you, Mark. Are you there? I'm hoping that it's Mark we lost, not me. But we'll see if we can get Mark. Hello, Mark? You back there? Hello, Mark? I can't get a hold of him. So hopefully Mark will come back on and we'll get that energy. There we go. Hello, Mark. You there?
Yes. Hello. Can you hear me?
Okay. There you are. Yeah.
I don't know. Something happened to the connection.
Oh, okay. It's been, again, a technically interesting moment.
Yeah. Okay.
So it'll be interesting to see how we can work with that energy. Venus is in Libra right now, which is lovely.
Yep.
And I think that Venus in Libra can help create more equitable fairness, kindness to ourselves, then and help us get along a little bit better if we reach into that. I also see it how strong the female voice is right now with Venus in its own sign of Libra, which is a cardinal air sign. Did you get any questions from our audience this week by email?
No, I didn't see any.
No. So we've got one person on the line, and before we respond to that, and if anybody else wants to call in, we'll try to get to you, 347-215-8881. That's 347-215-8881. Now, we were talking about the workshop that we're going to be doing in the spring. In March, it's the first major weekend in March in New York City.
The 11th and 12th. It's actually the second weekend.
Okay, second weekend. And we'll be doing it on finding your resources in the chart, where to look for talent, and how to support talent, joy, how do we reach out and success. How do we find that in our charts?
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting, we're doing a lot of work charts that we bring. So bring your chart and come on down.
Yeah.
Before we call on our first caller, do you have any other comments that you'd like to make about the astrology of the week?
No, I think we're pretty well
covered the high points.
Oriented, yeah. Okay.
Okay, I will call on me. Hello, 863, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Yes, hi Heather. Hi Mark. How's it going?
Good.
Good. I was just listening to you both talk about the chart. Where would I get that from, like online, like a good chart if I wanted to participate?
Chart of your personal chart or chart of the United States?
My personal chart.
Okay, you can go to astro.com.
Okay.
You can give me the birth information and we can look at your chart now. But if you'd like to follow along, go to astro.com. It's the astrologer's help on the road. It's run by Astrodienst, and they have a great service for finding all kinds of charts.
Okay, great. Thank you. Yes. So I'm sorry, go ahead.
Did you have a question about your chart?
Yes, actually I do. I spoke with you both not too long ago, a few months back, but I just want to be in a space where I'm not in the 9-to-5 culture, and it's really starting to stifle me.
Now, can you give me your birth information while you ask the question?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Sorry. May 17th, 1975.
Time?
1:17 a.m. in the Bronx in New York.
Okay. And your question was, how do you get out of the 9-to-5?
Yeah. I'm into, like, creative things like yoga, Pilates, and dance. I'm just, you know, I have a lot of creative energy, and I just feel like I'm stifling it just sitting behind a desk. But I also realize I have financial responsibilities that need to be taken care of. So I'm just trying to figure out the best way to become, you know, financially sovereign.
And that is one of your questions in general. You have, you're born close to the half moon. So your sun and moon are at right angles. And the Taurus really craves security, safety, and everything feeling solid and responsible. And the Leo in your chart wants to be self-expressive and out there, right?
So, exactly.
It's hard. You go back and forth. Your Venus and Saturn are in Cancer, and Mars is in Pisces. They want safety. So it's a little hard to take the risks that you know that you could otherwise. Absolutely. You're coming out of some tough transits in that Pluto has been square your Saturn, but is now past that. And yeah. And so, you know, that there's, that was really difficult, but it's just barely past that. So there was a lot of difficulty at your work, but there's a little bit more room, a little bit more room to breathe. Now, the moon just, your progressed moon just entered Pisces. So, you know, it may be a couple of years, actually, before you quit security. And, you know, when the progressed moon goes into Aries in about 2 years, you'll be feeling a lot more entrepreneurial than you do now.
Okay.
And a lot more like, I'm ready to roll. Let's do this. But if you start building it up now, so what is it, how can you begin to build up? Have you taken yoga teacher training and Pilates training?
Well, many years ago, I was certified as a Pilates instructor, but now I just think I'm just trying to figure it out from scratch. I know that I love movement, and and I'm also into astrology. So there's so many things that I would love to do that are not considered traditional that I know that would bring me peace and happiness. So
And that movement, I mean, you've got your North Node in Sagittarius, which is movement-oriented. North Node is what you're moving towards and what brings you joy. And that's up at on your midheaven. So, you know, it's a good time to be – that's a good thing to move towards.
Okay.
But how do you do that in a way that's helpful – to you,
yeah,
you know that will build up speed.
I was just saying, I find like I go back and forth a lot, particularly with movement, with dance. Like my whole entire life, it's always been stop and go and stop and go, and it's just like you know, I just want to just wake up every day and just do that. But realistically, as you mentioned, with my security aspects in my chart. I know that that's not really realistic. So,
well, yes, I think it's I think being a teacher would be helpful, but what it also looks like is that you would be a good administrator of a center that's movement oriented, like helping run the yoga studio.
Okay.
Because your Taurus wants to be the heartbeat, wants to be the rhythm, and can really hold center for other people. So if you taught part-time, but you also helped run a health-oriented place or a movement center, I think you would, you know, it's not just the 9-to-5. I think you kind of like actually 9-to-5, as long as you feel seen and appreciated and, you know, that it's about expression, not about their paperwork.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
Yeah, it has to be meaningful for you.
Yes, definitely. Okay, that's really insightful.
Yeah, I
appreciate that.
I think that's a very likely avenue for you to pursue. And you can, you know, you can end up getting things working in like an easy way. You know, people can enjoy, like you can draw volunteerism out of people, you know.
Okay. Well, thank you both very, very much. I really appreciate that energy and time today, and I thoroughly enjoy listening to the program. Thank you very much.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
Wonderful. And
good
luck, and think of 2 to 2.5 years, because that's when your progressed moon goes into Aries and your progressed sun conjuncts your natal Venus. So that'll be a really good time to be shifting into a higher profile, more visible position. So start working now on what will help you get there.
And you'll recognize when it's a good fit, when you feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So let that be your sort of your measuring stick. if you feel comfortable with the people and the place, then stay with it and develop what you can. And if it doesn't feel quite right, feels a little out of balance to you, or you have to struggle to make it work, that's a sign that it's not quite your place. Because it'll be very important to you, with the, especially the Taurus, you know, to be comfortable and feel very much at home. If you don't feel at home, look elsewhere. And you'll find it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Good luck.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye. And we have 4 minutes left, so we can talk a little bit about the individual transits of the next week. We don't have anybody else online, so we'll go ahead with that. I was just looking also at Halloween. I think it's going to be an interesting Halloween coming up. Day itself, the moon will be in Pisces. But that whole week, there's a Venus-Pluto square the weekend before. But moon will be in Aquarius the weekend before. So have your Halloween parties on the Friday and Saturday before Halloween. And then when the moon goes into Pisces on Sunday and Monday, let it be a time of emotional depth. Think, you know, that it's a time when I think a lot of our ghosts will feel close to the surface. But we'll talk a bit more about that next week.
Yeah. Halloween is on a Wednesday, isn't it? No, Tuesday.
It's on Tuesday, which is an odd time, but yeah. So today we have the Mercury-Jupiter conjunction in Scorpio, and all these stories are coming out. Tomorrow, the sun, it's the new moon in Libra, opposed Uranus, exactly. It should be some interesting, shocking, and surprising news. Keep an eye on the headlines tomorrow. And then the moon heads into Scorpio by 7 o'clock. Which will be interesting.
Yeah.
And then the Mars heads into Libra on October 22nd. And that will on Sunday. And, you know, Mars isn't necessarily happy in Libra. It's in its detriment because it's the sign opposite, but it still may help bring down some of the high fire that's in the area. But it's interesting that Mars goes into Libra just as the sun goes into Scorpio. It's going to be an interesting shift of energy that day.
And we can Mercury use it individually to mend things that have been out of balance.
Yeah. I like that. And again, there's also often a lot of political activism around inequality or social justice issues when Mars is in Libra.
Right.
Which we could use. Mercury is trine Neptune also by next Monday. And that's asking for our imagination and spirituality and prayer to be honored and given room for next week. So dream well. Share your stories together. Share an honesty that you hadn't before. And support one another in this kind of vulnerable time as secrets come out.
Yeah.
So this is Heather Rowan Robbins signing off. From Montana, joined by
Mark Waltz from New York, saying thank you to everyone for listening.
And we're normally joined by Ann Ortley, so we thank her in absentia.
Yep, and she's out of town.
Wonderful. Take care, everybody, and we'll speak to you next week.
Okay.
Bye.